Whenever you face a choice, it helps to think like an economist. And this week on Planet Money Summer School, we'll start off our course in economics with a workout for your brain, how to decide what something truly costs. Listen now to Planet Money from NPR.
From NPR Music, it's All Songs Considered. I'm Bob Boylan. I think my favorite part of doing this show for the past 20 years is discovering someone new and then having a way to shout it to the world. Golda May is such an artist. She's a unique talent, an extraordinary voice. She's been singing since she was 5 years old, and the song I'm thrilled to talk about and play for you is called Hear Me Out. And I'm going to let Golda May tell you more about this song.
Hi, Bob. This is Golda. I wrote Hear Me Out in a time when I was really seeking to speak up and be heard by the people in my life. Specifically, there were a lot of men in my life who would talk over me and ask me questions, but not actually listen, and then wait until they could interject. And it made me feel so small. And I really, really didn't know how to say it. And so I wrote this song.
So clearly what I did.
That's Golda May. The song is called Hear Me Out. She released a few other songs you can find streaming online, but there's a formal EP coming out, hopefully in the not-too-distant future. Now I'm going to get some picks from NPR Music's Marissa LaRusso. We're far apart, but how you doing, Marissa?
Hi, Bob. Good to be here.
Wherever here is...
In cyberspace with you. It's good to be here.
In cyberspace, in a closet, whatever. I have talked to a number of people lately who have told me they've had trouble keeping up with new music.
Yeah, I can relate to that. I feel like I have never missed so many emails in my life as I have missed in the past couple months. And a lot of those emails have great music in them. And I feel like, you know, the friends who I'm usually talking about new music with, there's just a lot of other stuff going on in the world that we're also talking about at the same time. But then when I do find new music that I'm excited about, it makes it that much more exciting. And the comfort and joy that this music can bring is like even more necessary right now.
That's awesome. So what are you going to bring to the table today? Everybody, here's some new music.
Hello. Okay, let's start with something that is a little bit calmer. It's a song from Lamelda, which is the musical project of the songwriter Hannah Reid. And I have always thought that Lamelda's songs are really meditative and quiet and beautiful. She spent a lot of her life in rural Texas, and she put out an album in 2017 called Thanks. And I feel like that album, to me, just felt like, you know, driving for hours on end with beautiful landscapes, with the windows down. She has a new album coming out in September called Hannah. And the first single is called Wonder, which she says is about working hard. So let's listen to Wonder.
Excellent. I'm going to pick up my acoustic guitar tonight.
I love the way she sings Give It Your All. It feels very, yeah, it feels very special. And she said, Hannah Reid, the songwriter, said that she played drums on this track. So it's maybe her favorite Lamelda song forever. And she said, may it motivate you to move and smash like it does me.
Okay, I'm not going to smash my guitar, but I will be. I am motivated.
Good, good. Yeah, so she has a record called Hannah coming out September 4th on Double Double Whammy.
Oh, yay. And
may it motivate you to move and smash.
That's great. I keep thinking about the idea of it being difficult to keep up with new music, and even myself, I find that to be true. A lot of my habits, the things that I, when I would listen to music, and especially the commuting time is gone. The socially get-together stuff at concerts where I'd meet somebody and they'd say, hey, did you hear this? Did you hear that? kind of stuff.
Remember going to concerts?
Oh my gosh.
I miss it so much. Oh,
I have a lot of time in my life now, though. I will say that. Oh my God.
Oh my God. I can't even imagine because you, I mean, you are at so many shows every week.
Yeah.
Have you started like knitting or bread baking or something in the interim?
Well, bread baking is a thing. Bagel making is still my thing.
Oh, of course. Right, of course.
But, you know, February, March, and April, I made 3 total albums in those months. My band Danger Painters now has 16 new songs we're working on since.
I feel like you're putting a lot of people to shame, Bob, because a lot of people like me in this time have, you know, maybe sent a lot more text messages or like maybe read a book or two. And you're like, oh, yeah, I wrote 3 albums.
Well, one easy part is I don't watch TV and I don't watch movies. And that's like if for a lot of people they took that time out of their lives, and I'm not saying they should and I'm not saying it's bad, but I'm just saying in terms of like creative time, that's what I do with my evenings. When I finally stop working, that's just where I go. And it's a nice habit to be in. Where to next?
I'm going to take you to the band Knot, with a K, like a knot in a piece of string. Okay, so there used to be this band in Boston, which is where I used to live, called Krill. And everyone I knew who was into the music scene in Boston was obsessed with Krill. They had this, like, kind of neurotic, kind of existential dread energy and these, like, weird guitars that I loved. They were so great. They put out a couple records, and then they broke up. And everyone was heartbroken. But now, the members of that band, like kind of final configuration of that band, plus a new member, have started this band called Knot, which is very exciting. It's like a lot of, you know, the members of Krill have kind of rotated. So someone who used to play bass is now playing guitar. And, you know, it's like they've changed up those responsibilities. But the songs definitely still carry the energy that I loved from Krill. And the singer, Jonah Furman, has this very distinctive voice that I realized I have really missed. But part of why Krill broke up in the first place is because the people in the band were pretty, like, politically engaged people, and they felt, they just got to a point where they felt like they wanted their full-time jobs to be working and kind of trying to make the world better that they wanted to live in. And so someone from the band went on to work in labor policy, someone went on to study civil rights law, and I think you could hear that passion in their earlier music. But now, as they've been writing these new songs for this new project, a lot of the songs like focus on questions about justice and questions about equality, but grounded in a very personal place. And so this first single called Foam, singer Jonah Furman says it's kind of in an oblique way about climate change and looking around at the world and wondering if we are, as people, going to have the kind of power and energy to do what we need to do for the planet. Let's listen to Foam by Knot.
Thanks. What album's this song from?
The album is called Knot, and it's out August 28th on Exploding and Sound Records.
Excellent. And if you have little kids in the car, before we listen to Foam, you might want to skip ahead.
I appreciate it. The quivering foam. We'll be right back.
That's Foam by the band Knot. We'll take a break. We'll be right back. And you're listening to All Songs Considered from NPR Music.
This message comes from NPR sponsor State Farm. Like NPR, State Farm works to keep you informed on things that matter, like home and auto insurance. Whether your family is beginning to grow or you're just looking to upgrade your lifestyle, your State Farm agent will be there. And with the award-winning State Farm app, you now have an agent at your fingertips. Connect with your agent, file and track claims, and view your policy. If you're looking for coverage or assistance, like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
This message comes from NPR sponsor BetterHelp, the online counseling service dedicated to connecting you with a licensed counselor to help you overcome whatever stands in the way of your happiness. Fill out a questionnaire and get matched with a professional tailored to your needs. And if you aren't satisfied with your counselor, you can request a new one at any time, free of charge. Visit BetterHelp.com/songs to get 10% off your first month. Get the help you deserve with BetterHelp.
It's All Songs Considered. I'm Bob Boylan. Diana Burgess is an artist I've seen many times as a cellist in the band Mother Falcon, including their performance at my desk. Now she has an album of her own, a record where she plays all the instruments and sings. The album is called You Run. I'm going to play the title track, and Diana Burgess is going to tell us a bit about the inspiration behind this record.
I've been writing songs since I was 14. When I joined Mother Falcon at the age of 17, my own music kind of took a backseat for a while. This album has been pieced together over the last 6 years between touring, playing in other projects, and getting my degree in cello performance. I really pushed myself creatively by playing all of the instruments on the album myself. Cello is my primary instrument, and I was interested in incorporating as much of that instrument as possible. Almost all of the percussive elements you hear are actually played on the body of the cello. The content of the album is a mix between the imaginary and the personal. Half of the songs are written from the perspective of fictional victims, while other songs serve as memorials to my grandparents. In 2017, I lost 3 of my grandparents over the span of 2 months, and writing during that time really helped me through that grieving process.
But that wasn't me.
Diana Burgess's song, and the album is called You Run. I'm joined now by Bobby Carter. Bobby is an associate producer for the Tiny Desk Concerts. Welcome.
Hey, Bob.
Haven't seen you since a Zoom-ish meeting, an hour ago.
Less than that.
Oh, my God. I was talking to Marissa, who's on the earlier on the show, and I was saying to her that I've been hearing a lot of people having problems keeping up with new music, finding new music. I mean, we're in the middle of this stuff music-wise, and I find myself having trouble because, like I said to Marissa, I don't drive around anymore. A lot of the ways I listen to music is different. You having that?
You're right. You know, I usually drive into the office. It's like a 35, 40-minute drive into the office, and that's usually my time to just kind of catch up on new songs and get familiar with albums, and you just don't have that anymore, especially when you just want to turn off after your workday.
Yeah, in fact, when I go for walks and stuff, that would be a time I could listen to music. But frankly, I've just been inundated sitting on headphones looking at screens all day. Mm-hmm. It's nice to not. So anyway.
A lot of good stuff too, right?
Yes, indeed. What do you have for us today? Tell me honestly.
Yeah, I have Snow Allegra's Dying for Your Love. It's her first single since last year's breakout album.
That's around the time we brought her to the Tiny Desk, right?
Oh, yeah. She brought everything and really just I was blown away by the Tiny Desk. So yeah, this is Dying for Your Love by Snow Allegra.
Awesome.
Tell me how are we supposed to still be talking every day when everything between us just completely changed? Oh, I tell me how am I supposed to go ahead and just erase every feeling, every memory we shared? Oh, I 'cause I was dying for this love, this love. Yeah, I was dying for your love, your love. So tell me, baby, do you want me like I want you? Even if you think you wouldn't say I know you. Some nights I even think about if I should call you, 'cause I thought you were the one. 'Cause I was dying for this love, this love. Yeah, I was dying for your love, your love. Tell me, baby, do you want me like I want you? Even if you think you wouldn't say I know you. Some nights I even think about if I should call you, 'cause I thought you were the one. So tell me how. How could you tell me that you love me by mistake? Intoxicated by a text and you ashamed. That's so wild. So how can I believe or trust in anything that you say when you so easily regret it next day? See, that ain't right. 'Cause I was dying for this love, this love. Yeah, I was dying for your love, your love. So tell me, baby, do you want me like I want you? Even if you think you wouldn't say I know you. Some nights I even think about if I should call you, 'cause I thought you were the one. 'Cause I was dying for this love, this love. Yeah, I was dying for your love, your love. So tell me, baby, do you want me like I want you? Even if you think you wouldn't say I know you. Some nights I even think about if I should call you, 'cause I thought you were the one. I've been dying for this love, this love. Yeah, I've been dying for your love, your love.
Yes.
So Just a single? We anticipate an album to come out of that?
I don't know. When I talked to them, they basically said she just wanted to put this song out right now. Hopefully an album's on the way, because it picks up right where the last album left off. You know, Red Light Special, sultry vibes. I can't help but wonder if this song was written in quarantine, because it talks about like mixed messages and text and not being able to see the person that you clearly desire. This has got to be a weird time to fall into relationship issues when you can't see the person and talk in person. So that's what I got from this song. It was like really such a struggle, because we're trying to work these things out, but not face to face.
Yeah, magnifies everything.
Yeah, for sure.
So what are you going to take us out on?
Oh, yeah. This is Sydney, Australia producer Maxwell. The song is called Light Turn Green, featuring John Gibbs, Ray Khalil, and Cartoons. And it's one of those good old day in the life songs that basically takes you on a journey with each verse. And I love this song a lot. It just sort of tells you what he's going through throughout the day. And it's pretty exciting. And it features Cartoons on the bass and newcomer Ray Khalil, who I'm really excited to hear more from.
I'll see you probably in an hour on another video call.
I'll see you in 20 minutes, Bob.
Partner in crime, Bobby Carter, thank you.
Appreciate you, Bob.
All right, cheers. For NPR Music, it's All Songs Considered.
Yo. Cruising in my 86, no AC, HD on my Haiti tip. At the light, daydreaming by my lady's hips. Then I hear a nigga screaming, can you spare a cigarette? His life was at a standstill, I can see the silhouette. A Vietnam vet bitten, think he just need attention. Think I discovered the fine line between loving to live and living to die fly. If you up in your years and never deny time, I interjected, told him I'm really feeling your story. I'm on my way to the store and you're starting to bore me. I gave him two cigarettes, then the light turned green.
Like for me, where I'm at is where I wanna be. Ain't no slipping when that light turns green. Got me caught up in this fantasy.
Coming out the liquor store, seen this nigga hit the shimmy on his tippy toes. Let it stay and peep the scene, but I had to go. I hop back into my whip and hit the gas on him. Seen these two bad bitches with the ass on them. Made a right at the light, I had to pass on them.
Why the fuck you pass on them?
I was on the better things. I got a queen, plus I'm thinking about the wedding rings. I need a baker in the tape deck, let her sing. So then I spark up the blunt, feeling so serene. Look to my left and see the local fiend. Came running to my window, then the light turned green.
Getting dollars, that's a black for me.
All of a sudden it's a problem with my stereo. I get to thinking to myself, what's the scenario? Simultaneously I hear a voice say,
there you go.
I'm looking to my left and to my right now. Paranoia creeping in, I need to pipe down. I see the police right behind me with the lights out. He said to get down with the get down. You on the corner, disorder, hands on the curb, sit down. Spit the blunt out of my mouth and burn a hole in my suede. I didn't need the shit now. False alarm, he wasn't coming for me. I dust off that ash from my 501 jeans. Reroute the GPS and then the lights are green.
Getting dollars, that's a black for me.
We ain't stopping till 6 in the morning. Music turned up and the drink got me thong.
Okay.